Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for all of those who are ill with coronavirus, especially for Rafael Yahshua ben Sarachana, Pesach Shachal Yisrael. And we should all see a Yeshua's Olamim, because we really need it. We're going to be learning about Minhagei Yisurei Sfira, very timely topic. And we are going to base ourselves on the amazing Sefer Birchas Mordechai of Agon Rabbi Baruch Mordechai Yisrachi Shlita. And this is in Siman and Beis, in the Sefer on the Seches Pesachim. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Arachayim, Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel, Nogim Uchol Makomos, Shlodi Yisaisha Ben Pesach La'atzeres, V'atam Shol La'arbus B'simcha, Shbos Esman Meisu Tamidi Rebbe Akiva. Yesh Makomos Shanogu Shol L'stabri, V'yesh Mestabri Milag Bo'emer, V'eilach Shom Rishos Pasku Milomus. So the minhag is in all the places is not to marry a woman between Pesach and Atzeres. And the reason and the reason is not to be married with simcha. We don't have too much simcha between Pesach and Atzeres, and therefore we don't get married. And at that time, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. And there are those who are knowing not to be mistaper, not only not to get married, but not to get a haircut. And some people get haircuts from the 33rd of the Omer and on, because that's when the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. So that's the Lashon of the Tur. And what's interesting is that the Isser, it's mashmer from the Lashon of the Tur, that the Isser to get married was set on the entire period from Pesach to Atzeres. Even though it was, when it comes to haircuts, he brings a machlokas. Some say the whole time, and some say only until Lag Bomer. But when it comes to marriage, it seems that he holds the whole time. So what's the difference? What's the chilik between marriage and haircut? The Beis Yosef writes, V'dak shem shemotu l'staper, so he wants to say that they're the same, but the Bach makes a chiluk, and that's the mashmos of the tour. The Bach says that haircuts you're allowed to get until the 33rd, and you're not allowed to get married the entire Omer. So what's the chiluk? And that's also the mashmos of the Ritz Geis, that in Hilchos Chodesh of Sirus Omer, he brings the minhag b'chol Yisrael, Lisa bein Pesach la'atzeres. He doesn't even bring the minhag of Tisporis. And he doesn't bring that on Lag Bomer Paskulamus. So definitely, according to the Ritz Geis, the Isser Nisuin was said after Lag Bomer. So that's the Mashmos of the Torah, the analogy to get married after Lag Bomer. That's the way the Bach learns. And that's the way the Ritz Geis, Pashut, the analogy to get married, Ben Pesach Latzeres. So we have to understand those shitas that are matir a haircut from or shaving from after Lag Baomer. What's the chiluk between shaving and getting married? Why would shaving be more permissible than getting married? So Rabbi Zrachi says as follows, that all dinei umenhagei avelus of Yemei Asfira are founded on a new original din derabbanan that are not shayich in regular Hilchas Avelus. Because bigger Hilchas Avelus, there are no Dile Avelus la'achar shiva shloshim v'yud beis chodesh v'al karchach, that the din minag mechudish hu shenag hu kain rak al yid al tamid Rabbi Akivas. This whole vort of Avelus now, ma mechitesi, that you have Avelus 2,000 years later. So the answer is that this is a new concept of that you have now Avelus for tamid Rabbi Akiva that you don't have elsewhere. Now it's Geis, he writes, Umishum Avelusu, Velomishum Isser, Shekacham Ruchachamim, Shnemasar Elef Zugos Talmidim Haila the Rabbi Akiva, Kula Mesa be Pesach Latzeres, Shlom Nogu Kovet Zebezeb, Kula Mesa be Askaro, Moise Shave Elach, Nogu Lis Abel, Shalalisa Isha be Amim Elu, Vidafka Nisuin, Shekhar Simcha be Nisuin of Alaris of Kadesh Lo. So, it's Geis is something very interesting. He says it's because of Avelus. Mishum Avelusu, V'lo mishum iser. V'lo mishum iser, Rabbi Isai. What does that mean? Mishum avelus, v'lo mishum iser. That the rabbis say that we mourn for the 12,000 students, the pairs of students of Rabbi Akiva. They all died by Pesach La'atzeres. They were no Ikavod Zebezeh. They died by Askara. We don't get married. You're allowed to be Makadesh, a woman, but we don't do Nisuin. So what does it mean, Mishum Avelus Velo Mishum Issa? What's this Avelus? What's this Issa? So it appears as follows, that these days that we're knowing Avelus Al Timid Rabbi Kiva that died by Pesach La'atzeres, is the Yisod Din HaMinag built on the fact that we're Noeg, and these days, Minag Avelim, that Midrabanan, Umi Minag, we have a shame Avel, and Mimela Ro Asir Bissuri Avelus. So no, Ein Ha'isir V'HaMinag Kol El HaNhoga Shel Avel, Abalo Shechai La Gavra HaZed Din Avel, Aflo Mimin Hog. In other words, do we say that on the Gavra there's a Din Avel, that he's Noeg, or do we say no? And the Gavra Batsmuso, there's no Din Avel, he's just Noeg Minon Yugi Avelus. Now we do see that the Yisur Minhagi Asfira only include Nisuin, Simcha, Tispores, haircut, Simcha. You don't have to make music, get married. But if we were Avelim, then we'd be Avelim. I was feeling thankful today that it's Mutter during Sfira to take a shower. Imagine they tell us 49 days without a shower. How would that feel? The Rambam writes in Perakei in Vav of Hilchos Avel, there's no other Asurim of Avel, just those. So it's Muchach from this that the Yisod of this Minug is that we were Makabal on ourselves in the time of Svira is not to be Noeg Minug Avel. It's not a Chalos on the Gavra that we're Avelim. We're Noeg Nihuge Avelus. Certain Minhage Avelus we have. Nesuin, Simcha, Tispores, marriage, happiness, haircut, Kol Echad B'Makomo K'Minhago, as is specified in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Poskim. V'Heim Heim, I love those words, Divrei Aritzkiyus, Lo Mishum Isser. In other words, not Issurei Evel, then we would have the whole kit and caboodle. We'd have a Chalos Evel. No, we're just Noeg certain Minhagim. And therefore, we can understand all the chilukim. If we were avelim be'etzem, then you have to go the whole 9 yards of avelus. But since we're not avelim be'etzem, so we can understand at a certain level that you don't have all the minhag avelus. You just have certain ones that were noeg, and even those, there are distinctions made. We have to understand the distinction. We have to understand why here, according to the tour, by marriage, it's the whole time, and why by haircuts, it's only until the 33rd. But we see that it's not a chalos on the gavra, and therefore, we're not knowing all the minhag avelus. Mishum minhag velo mishum avelus velo mishum iser. It's not mamish and iser avelus, like we normally have. It's just a certain nihug avelus. He had 24,000 Talmidim, 12,000 pairs from Gibbous and Tifris, and they all died in one period because they weren't Noe Kavod Zebuze. And the earth was desolate, the world was desolate until Rabbi Akiva came to his rabbeim and to our rabbeim in the south. He taught them. Hamidu Torah. They were mamid Torah Sisha. Tana kula mesim pesach v'atzeres. Etc. So Chazal emphasized ve'olam shamei. Rashi says shenestak chatorah. So it emerges that be'etzim two terrible things happen in the tragedy of this magefa. Now we're in a tkufa of a magefa. Fortunately, it's not 24,000 in Eretz Yisrael. In the world, it's many times that, but lo aleinu. So So שני דברים נוראים הראו ונכללו באסון מגיפה תלמידי רבי עקיבא. עצם מיטתם של 12,000 זוגים תלמידים, והיה עולם שמם, שכחת התורה. It's their death and the forgetting of the Torah. So now, based on what we explained, that the minhagi avelus bimei asvira are not mehilchos avelus d'oraisu d'rabonin, אלא תקנוס הנהגוס מחודשוס של אבלוס שקיבלו והנהיגו על עצמן these are תקנוס הנהגו הנהגוס of אבלוס they were מקבל on themselves and now we have to be מעיין are they על מיסס תלמידי רבי עקיבא or even על שכחת התורה and the היה עולם שמם so it would appear that these were established on both. Just misasim shurab tamidei Rabbi Akiva v'an hagos hanei avelus aleihem relate to the imei misasim kidinu kan hagas hayortzeit like we do a yortzeit with relatives. And when was the days of their death? Between Pesach and Lag Baomer. And on these days and then on Lag Baomer they stopped dying. Whereas shimam ha-satorah v'an hagas avela al shichach ha-satorah relates to Bein Pesach La'atzeres. Since Kayadua, this Kufa of Hachana v'Kabbalas HaTorah, this man, is Mesugal L'Kinyani Torah. So therefore there's a special Kitrug at this time. So the Shimimas HaTorah relates to between Pesach and Atzeres. Because this is the time that we're doing work on our Midas. Every day is another Midah, every day is another Kinyan Torah. We're preparing ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. So if they weren't relating to each other properly, so that's a kitrug for this time. And therefore, our avelus on Shimon Satorah, Oyalam Shamem, Shenishtak Torah, that relates to the entire period. So it makes sense that the avelus on the deaths of Talmid Rebbe Akiva as long as they were dying, to Lag Baomer, and the avelus on Shimon Satorah is the entire period. In the Mishnah in Edius, it says, Mishpat Rishayim in Gehenim Yud Beis Chodesh. The judgment of Rishayim in Gehenim is 12 months. Shenemar Vaya Midei Chodesh B'chodesho, Rabbi Yochanan Menurim in Pesach V'Atzeres. Shenemar Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato. So one opinion in the Mishnah is that the Mishpat Rishayim in Gehenim is 12 months. Because it says, Midei Shabbos Midei Chodesh B'chodesho, it's 12 months. 12 months in the year. And the other opinion is no. It also says in the Pasuk Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato, and that's talking about Pesach HaTzeres. So in the parish of the Rambam, the Ravid, it says Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato is referring to the Shiva Shavuos of Yemei Asfira, the 7 weeks of the period of the Sfira. That's Mishpat Rishayim Beganim, Shiva Shavuos. Says in the Tiferes Yisrael, in his parish on the Mishnah, ve'efshe ol shebuchol shana bein pesach atzeres nifkar avonam, ve'efshe shemitam zeh nagu k'tzas avelus. B'yamim ahem, avor abusenu shechatu ve'einam. So it's possible that every year between Pesach and Atzeres, their sin is remembered, and it's possible that for this reason, we're knowing k'tzas avelus on these days for our avos who sinned and are no longer. Hare lehedya, that the avelus relates to the yimei hamishpat shebein Pesach la'atzeres, and even though the mashmos of his lashon relates to avosenu shehayu ve'einam, and this apparently relates to their death, nevertheless it would appear that Haya Olam Shamem is not just something that happened because of the death of Talmid Rabbi Akiva, but that's part of the tragedy. Chetam, in other words their sin, that the Tiferes Yisrael calls it Chetam, Garem Es Misasam V'Hashamem Shebayim Asonam. So first the Tiferes Yisrael explains that when it says Mishpat Rishayim, it's talking about those amount of days, those 50 days. And then he adds that Ben Pesach Latzeres Nifkar Avonam, and then because of this, Nogu Yisrael Ktsas Avelus Avor Abusenu Shechatu Ve'enam, and therefore we lost our Torah. So you see here that the Avelus of Sfiras HaOmer is because we lost the Torah, and that's why this is a great time to be Misgaber in Torah. That's why I'm so happy that we're having this shir. They bring from the Sefer Emes Liyankev from Agon Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that the Dora Midbar B'tzias and Mitzrayim, they worked on their Midas towards Kabbalah Satorah, and therefore in this Tkufa between Pesach and Atzeres Nagu B'tfutzis Yisrael to learn every Shabbos between Pesach and Atzeres, between Yitzis Mitzrayim and Shavuos, a Perek and Pirkei Avos, because we have to fix our Midas in order to receive the Torah. The Nafkamina B'Foal is that when we're talking about Kvias Yemei HaYortzeit LaAvelus, so every day is a day in and of itself. So that's going to be only the days that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died. That's when we're talking about the yortzeit of their death. We're talking about Kviyas Hanhaga Mechudeshes, because now there's a kitruk of a lack of Chachma, and we lost our Kabbalah. So that's no get to the Chalos Shem Yuchad of Ben Pesach La'atzeres. So that's even in Paskalamus. Because the Olam remains Shamem. So there's no difference between the days. It's all one Tkufa. It's one Tkufa of the world being Shamem, even after they died. Until Matan Torah. So these are the days of the Kitruk. Until Matan Torah, when they first the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva died, that's the first 33 days, and then they stopped dying, but there's still a kitchrug of prosecution, that there's a lack of chacham in the world, and we lost that in our Kabbalah, and that's nogea to the chalos shem yuchad of Ben Pesach La'atzeres. So even if they stop dying, you don't stop at yortzeit in the middle of the day. A yortzeit is in Talib B'Shos. It's one block of a day. So there's also one block from Pesach and Atzeres. That's pshat in the... that's our Avelus. Tosin Yevamis, Daf Yud Gimel Mibbeis, says, V'hadda say, Do'hadda amrina b'sof perik d'alab misis. Gab Rebbe Kivashay amak atzmol Rebbe Lazar shenifta. How did Rabbi Akiva hit himself? It's lo sisko to do. You're not allowed to make a chabura. Says Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Dikel Memar, Derech Suta Asra Chumana Dafka, you're not allowed to scratch yourself. Inami Atorai Mitztair. Kidam Rinan Harbe Mos, Yeshli Vein Shulchani. So you see, Rabbi Akiva was noeg a minag avelus on the Torah that died. Torah, minag avelus on Torah. And his minag avelus were not samud, were not bound to Echos avelus. Since this isn't his Godedus al Meis, it wasn't included in Losis Godedu. And therefore Rabbi Akiva hit himself until there was blood flowing. Ayamaka Atzma. Wow. So we understand the whole Anhagas Avelus of Me'at Sphir is not Samud, it's not bound, it's not linked to the normal Hilchas Avelus. It's its own category. It's like Rabbi Akiva was knowing on the Chochmas HaTorah that the world lost b'misas Rabbi Elazar. So just like he was misabel on Shichas HaTorah, so too were misabel on Shichas HaTorah. And it would appear more that when they said Hanhagas Avelus, Machmas Takanas Menhaga Mechudeshes, Kemet She'en Zeh Noveh Mechamat Chalot Shem Evel Shish Al HaGavra. So here, like we said, these aren't ihugi avelus. There's no shame on the gavra that he's an avel. So it only includes what they actually did, what they actually were makabel upon themselves. Kol makom lefiana gasam. Everybody according to what they were makabel on themselves. So the Ritzgeus, as we mentioned, didn't talk about tisparet. He didn't talk about not getting a haircut, not shaving. He also didn't mention the hafsak of Lag Bomer. Where did that go? So the answer is, possibly, that the Ritzgeus was talking about. Let's see what he says over here. Vitzelich Chiyun. Haim lo svirele la Ritzgeut klal hachdina de Lag Baomer. What, he doesn't hold a Lag Baomer? O shema ein ze nogea la hafsakat ha'anaga shelo lisa isha? Or maybe Lag Baomer isn't nogea to the hafsak of the anhaga of lo lisa isha? Which one is it? He doesn't hold a Lag Baomer at all? Or maybe Lag Baomer isn't nogea to the isser of getting married? Kamuvan shelafi ze ha'dvarim amurim af im linyan yom Lag Baomer atzmo. And what about the day of Lag Baomer itself? It makes sense that Lag Baomer isn't Shani B'machlokes. That everybody agrees about Lag Baomer. But not saying Tachlin and the like. V'al kein shemenhag isur nasin hu zeh sheino talui ele bimei ha'sfira. V'Lag Baomer. Kevan shemechlal yimei ha'sfira shel bein Pesach la'atzeret hu. Lachein ein yom zeh mafriya להמשך קיום הנהגת אבלות שלא יישא אישה. Because the Ritzkius holds that when it comes to marriage, it goes the whole time. And therefore, even through Lag Baomer, it could be on Lag Baomer, according to the Ritzkeis, you're not saying Tachlin. But you're also not getting married. Because they were mekabel upon themselves this hanhaga of not getting married the entire period. That's what the Ritzkeis learns. That was the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah was not to get married for this entire period. He doesn't mention Tisparas. Because again, this doesn't have a chalos din avel. It's not normal avelus. So therefore, you don't apply all the laws of avelus. Just a specific kabbalah here of nihugi avelus. What's that going to be according to him? Marriage. And where does it go? It goes to Torah. Ha'olam shame. We're misabel on the fact that the olam is shame. And that goes for the entire period. Now for us, as his master from the tour, that you're not allowed to get married after Lag Baomer, but on Lag Baomer itself, you're allowed to get married. So we have to say that even though the reason for that Hagas Avelis applies even on Lag Baomer, because even Lag Baomer is between Pesach and Shavuos, between Pesach and Atzeres, nevertheless, Lag Baomer itself is different, because Lag Baomer is a day of Simcha. Ve'ein noagim bo. There's no Isser and Avelus. There's no Nihugi Avelus and Lag Baomer. It's a day of Simcha. No Tachnun. So it's a day of Simcha. The Din Yom Simcha of Lag Baomer is Docha Ben Hagas Avelus of Lulis and Noshim in Pesach Latzeres. So again, according to the Ritzkeus, could be even on Lag Baomer you're not allowed to get married. For us, you are. But then Vayter afterwards, you're not allowed to get married. But again, these are going to have special rules because it's not your normal standard avelus. So when it comes to days of avelus of the yort side of their death, we are makabel upon ourselves to sporet. After they died, no more to sporet. No, you're not allowed to get a haircut until Lag BaOmer, and they died, and now you're allowed to get a haircut. That's on Nehugi Avelus. For their death. But then Hag of Lolisa, that is because the Olam is Shamim, Shechas HaTorah. So that's Taluim Bein Pesach LaTzeres. So we have a possible explanation for the tour that we started with. How come Lisa Isha is for the entire period and Tisporet is only to Lag BaOmer? Because Lisa Isha is because of the Shechas HaTorah, Haya Olam Shamem, and that is even after the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and that ends until that ends at Shavuos. I guess Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah, so but until now there's a big Kitshruk because we're supposed to prepare for Kabbalah HaTorah, and it's not proper preparation. They die, the Olam Shamim. So the minhag of marriage is the entire 50 days. That's for Olam Shamim, we lost Torah. And therefore there's no marriage. Lamaisa, marriage is Kabbalah HaTorah is like a marriage. Right? We're marrying God, so we messed up that marriage. We don't have our own marriages. And when that's just a drush, not pshat, definitely. And then, when it comes to tisporet, when it comes to haircuts, that's because of the misas timidi Rabbi Akiva, that stopped Lag BaOmer, and therefore we were kabbal upon ourselves that minute. But again, it's not until Lag BaOmer, Brazil. But again, this is not. It's not because we're avelim be'etzem. Then we would have all the dini avelus. We don't have all the dini avelus. We only have those dinim that they were makabel upon themselves, very specific ones, and therefore they can have different days because also they're relating to different mornings. Right? We have the morning of the death and then the morning of the Torah. So that's a possible mahalach in the sugya. And Mirtz Hashem, we hope to learn more about this because these are very, very chashuv inyanim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.